Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Winning! Yes, we are winning, and we are winning big. Do you need an example? Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, folks, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I'm going to give you two examples, recent examples, and they have the same name, Andrew Cuomo and Chris Cuomo. Now, you may be saying, Kevin, come on, we've talked about the Cuomos ad nauseum. No, we haven't. There's a lot going on with the Cuomos. So here's what I mean. You've got two Trump-hating leftists. They were in a cabal together as governor and fake news media to destroy Trump. You do recall this, right? That Trump labeled CNN fake news media, and he called out practically every one of the so-called hosts on the program. The brother of fake news media, the brother of Little Fredo, Andrew, the governor of New York, would essentially come on to his daily routine was to make fun of Trump and to say how well he'd done in handling the Wu flu nonsense and what have you, while little brother, you know, ran interference with him. They were the 1-2 punch against Donald Trump. And where are both of these guys now? On the canvas. And who delivered the knockout punch? Well, if you said it was Donald Trump, no, it was their own party. Democrats took down their own people. Folks, that is the height of winning. When you get the enemy destroying itself. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com is where you can find out more about me and the team. 844-551-8255. That is what the Democrats are doing. They are kicking their own butts. So these guys that had rock star status, this is what Steven Cruiser is writing about them, because they would bash Trump. And here's the thing. They've always been the sleaze bags. They've always been the people that, I mean, look at their records now. Look at what's being revealed about them. LoveGov and all the handsy stuff he was doing with women, using their power, the power of their name recognition, the power of the positions that they had. A guy that could put you on blast in the media and his brother who could make sure you spent the rest of your life in jail in New York. He could sick the New York prosecutors and attorney generals on you. He had power beyond belief. So much so, he was touted as a potential presidential candidate. But why would he take the pay cut? And why would he take the demotion? He was the king of the world, being the king of New York. Talking about Andrew here. And little brother ran interference. And you know what Trump did? He beat them both. They sent prosecutors after him. They looked into his charitable stuff. They pretty much demeaned and derided Donald Trump. They tried to do everything to make him look like a crook. And where are they? See, folks, that's what's called winning. That's what's called winning. They did everything they could to make people not believe they were fake news. They did everything they could to make people believe that Andrew Cuomo was a viable presidential candidate, that he was the most popular guy in the world. And where is he again? Does anybody please remind me? That's right. He's on the mat. Donald Trump threw no punches, and he knocked both of these clowns out. That's when you know you're winning. Yeah, baby. 844-551-8255 if you want to give us a ring. So you want to look at the people that have become anti-Trump? Go look at the Lincoln Project. Go look at all those people, Goldberg, I forget his name, Noah, Stephen King, what's his name? I think that's his name, not Stephen King, but something King. He writes for one of the supposedly conservative rags. They spun off to do their own thing. Bill Kristol, and who was the guy with the bow tie? Yeah, I can't even remember his name. I had trouble remembering Crystal's name. Go look at them. See how they're doing. Oh, by the way, how's Mr. 81 million votes doing? How's Joe Biden doing? He's getting his butt kicked in the polls. You think it's is Trump beating Biden? Indirectly, he is, but not directly. Trump's not throwing punches at Biden. Oh, sure, he comes out with a message every now and then, but Joe Biden is defeating Biden. What about Kamala Harris? She's, you know, I know she's all over that border situation. You know, where's she cackling at these days at less than 28% favorability? Who's beating them? Trump's beating them indirectly. How? By having been competent. Other than Trump's handling of this whole Wu flu vaccine and wanting to brag about how fast he got it to market, the dude pretty much was a rock star. And people remember it. And they certainly remember it in comparison to Joe Biden, who still has Americans trapped over in Afghanistan. He can't even get them out with money. He can't even release Americans from the Taliban by bribing them. $83 billion of equipment, millions of dollars that he's paid to the Taliban. He's got him a seat at the table in the world court, and he still can't get Americans freed. Americans spent Thanksgiving. They will spend Christmas over there. That is, if they don't die. They haven't been made into sex slaves. We're winning. In every sense of the word. How do you think people feel about Fauci? You think people are believing him more or less? How do you think people are feeling about this scam that we've been going through with this scamdemic? As I said, other than Trump, if he would keep his mouth shut about the stupid vaccines, he's, again, rock star status. So I want you to just, as you contemplate everything that we're talking about, with all these different things that we talk about every single day, don't think about it linearly. Think about it in the abstract. What does it really mean? In another example, the spin on Bidenflation. They didn't recognize it at first. Then ultimately they told us it was good, that we had enough money to pay for it. We should be thankful. We should be grateful. Where's that getting them? High prices of gas, making ridiculous statements. Joe Biden saved people 2 cents a gallon on gasoline. And then they tell us he has nothing to do with the price of gasoline, but as soon as there's a reduction, Joe Biden saved us. Oh my gosh. People aren't buying it, folks. They get it. And I'll tell you, there's not a Democrat on the planet who genuinely believes that Joe Biden got 81 million votes and is a better president than Donald Trump. And they can't sell that lie anymore. So you know what's coming up? Another win in 2022. Cheating or not, we're going to kick their butts. We got more. Keep it here.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Thanks for joining me, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Talking about winning. Talking about the takedown of the Cuomo brothers. The Donald Trump win that he didn't even have to throw a punch. Talk about being a heck of a fighter. You don't even have to throw a punch. These two end up swinging at you and they knocked each other out. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Two Trump-hating leftists, both leftists. Both on the canvas, their own party delivering the knockout punch, the Me Too movement delivering the knockout punch. Are you understanding what I'm telling you? This isn't us beating them up. This is them turning on themselves. I'm going to get to some more about this in just a second, but on the Cuomo side of it, he's now got lawyers because he wants to be paid for all that work he hasn't done. He had a 4-year contract. He's owed $18 million more on this contract. And CNN says, we're not paying you. You, by the way, I told you guys the other day, his numbers went up when he didn't show up to work. That's a dude who's productive. Can you imagine if people, the job improved when they didn't show up? Do you know any manufacturing plant where that works? Unless it's run by robots, you got to show up for it to be productive. In the case of leftists, when they show up, productivity goes down. I love it. Yeah, but anyway, Cuomo's got lawyers. He's saying, you got to pay me, man. Yeah, you want to know why? He's panicked. He's panicked. I told you the other day, he lost his Sirius deal. He lost his radio deal. Or did we talk about it? I think we did. He lost his Sirius deal. And it had to happen. He no longer has the protection of Big Brother. Big Andrew can't run interference for him. Big Andrew can't even give him the scoops anymore. He's been relegated to the sodomites. So now, little bro's on his own, and he's thinking, man, I just built a house in the Hamptons. I got all this overhead. I may have to start selling some stuff. God forbid, he might actually be abandoned by the leftist community and find himself thinking more clearly, like a conservative. Got himself a lawyer. Guy, Cuomo's got a brand new pair of roller skates. He got the brand new key. Oh, man. CNN says, we're not paying you. There's a standard morality clause in their contract that says the following. If an employee does anything of disrepute, they can be immediately fired. But Cuomo hired Brian Friedman, who handled Megyn Kelly's NBC exit. And CNN is working with Warner Media litigator Daniel Petrocelli. Do you understand what I'm telling you, folks? You have one of the most avowed leftists, a Trump-hating leftist, and you have one of the most avowed Trump-hating media, and they are going at each other. And you know what? Donald Trump didn't throw a single punch. CNN, fake news media, going after one of their former own, a big shot. And it's not done. Buyer's remorse, a guy named Vodka Pundit, he writes out of, I believe, Illinois, I'm not sure. But he's sort of highlighting where this is all headed. Because re-election is coming soon, within a year. And now the Democrats are going, oh boy, we got to rethink this. So here's what Vodka Pundit wrote. It's tough for congressional Democrats when their own president is less popular than an outdoor mask mandate at a NASCAR race and twice as useless. Democrats report an entire team of political writers are worried that Biden's flagging poll numbers, with an approval hovering in the low 40s, I don't know what polls he's gotten because Biden is well below the low 40s, will lead to a thrashing at the ballot box. So maybe this was an older article. Pundit goes on to say this, the Vodka Pundit. So far, 19 Democrats know exactly what to do. They've announced they won't seek re-election in 2022. The remaining 269 Democrats in the Senate and the House are left scrambling against both historical trends, and I don't know if you realize it, but historical trends are when a usurper takes over the White House, in this case a cheat like Joe Biden, it doesn't go well for the party that is in presidential power in the midterms, a.k.a. the Democrats are set up to get their bony buttocks kicked. But good. So that's number one. They've got the historical trend. But then they've got this other thing that really doesn't bode well for the Democrats. And that is Joe Biden's poll numbers. Lower than the teats on a pregnant weenie dog in a rat wagon rut, as one of my country boy friends used to tell me. And the level of desperation, writes Vodka Pundit, he says, is they're putting the blame on the lamest of all political excuses, bad messaging. Senator Bob Casey, a Democrat of Pennsylvania, said, while you're legislating, you're not communicating. As if these guys aren't on cable news, Twitter, practically 24/7 pushing their lousy agenda. Politico quotes House Ways and Means Chair Richard Neal, a Democrat from Massachusetts, saying his party needs to focus on, quote, seizing credit if they somehow manage to pass Biden's multi-trillion dollar Build Back Better power-grabbing legislation. The message challenge is pretty apparent, he says. Senator Chris Murphy, Democrat out of Connecticut, claimed that maybe it would be the first time that the Democratic Party has ever been disciplined on message. What? Democrats and their enablers in the mainstream media have enjoyed lockstep messaging for years. I go on. We're not explaining it well enough, is the Democrats' way of saying that the electorate is stupid. They're failing, and failing because they helped usher President he says, LOL, 81 million into office. See, I'm not the only one who understands that Joe Biden didn't get 81 million votes on anybody's planet. He goes on, and is God awful at everything he does that there is no way to keep passing the buck on his myriad messes. What their panic is really telling us is that they have finally admitted to themselves that there is no reasonable expectation that anything will get better Biden between now and next year's midterm elections. End of the story. So I've been saying the same thing for quite some time, and welcome for those who don't know who you're listening to. Maybe you just tuned in. Kevin Jackson, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I've been saying this. See, it's one thing when you cheat in and you go, I dare you to prove it. I dare you. But then you get in and you prove exactly what we were trying to prevent and why we did vote overwhelmingly for Trump. Good luck, Democrats. Well, not really.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
On Thursday, the nation's top political leaders remembered the late Senate Majority Leader Bob Dole,
America has lost one of our greatest patriots. We may follow his wisdom, I hope, and his timeless truth.
President Biden saying Americans should follow in the footsteps of the distinguished senator. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell citing Dole's historic service in World War II and saying the veteran Kansas lawmaker always knew where he came from. The sex trafficking trial of Ghislaine Maxwell is adjourning for the day. The British socialite is facing charges for her alleged role in helping to recruit young girls for sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. They heard from one witness on Thursday before one of the attorneys got sick and the day was called off. Prosecutors could rest their case Friday. USA Radio News. As crime continues to rise in cities across the country, Austin, Texas recorded its 88th homicide of the year last week. The most in the city since 59 were reported back in 1984. Texas Republican Congressman Lance Gooden claims Austin government officials are the reason police officers are leaving the city.
Unfortunately, the people of Austin that run that city have worked very hard to talk down to the police and push them out of the city.
City residents voted against a referendum last month that would require the city to have two police officers for every 1,000 people. A pair of $100 million lawsuits have been filed by survivors of the Oxford High School shooting against the school district. The suit alleging the district and other officials failed to stop the attack that left four students dead and seven others injured. The superintendent of the school saying they will fully cooperate with the investigation. USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Pretend you're a strategist for the Democrats. Ready? Go. Do what's called a SWOT analysis. Do you know what a SWOT analysis is? SWOT. Strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. So what are the strengths? Give me some. They got a great bullpen. They showcase great leadership. They have popular policies. Give me some strength, because those are not. I'll wait. Because, see, I'm going to tell you right now, I can't think of any. Let me give you this. They still hold a cabal over social media. That's a strength. Donald Trump just got $1 billion invested in his social media empire. Devin Nunes quitting Congress so he can run it. Trump would have been better off letting me run it, but that's okay. Let Devin Nunes run it. I've already told you guys, if Donald Trump is smart and he does this right, he will be worth more in 2 years. By the time he runs for re-election again, that man may be worth $400 billion. He could very well be the richest guy in the world ever. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network. com. So I will give the leftists a couple of strengths. One, they stick together. No matter what, through thick and thin, no matter what the lie is, they stick together. Which brings me to an opportunity. An opportunity is Republicans, aka conservatives, do not. We don't stick together. We don't fund initiatives, etc. So the Democrats have that on us. That is a strength. They also have media and social media. Now, the problem with media and even social media is that's also a weakness because people now know that the media is fake. Donald Trump has done such a good job of making it fake. So if we're going to do this SWOT analysis, you got to put what's good and what's bad. So we give the Democrats two strengths, but that's it. They have a weak candidate. They have a weak bullpen. They have crazy ideas. They have people that are looked at as lunatics, including AOC. They've got people that are looked at as elitists who just want to push mandates down on them. That would be Joe Biden, Pelosi, and Schumer working in a triumvirate that is essentially taking the liberties away from people. That would be my SWOT analysis. But let me tell you something. They got lots of weaknesses. Because they don't have a message. They're crazy. They're running people off with their policy positions. And we could go into the weaknesses of those individual positions. And do you want me to give you the opportunities? They don't have any opportunities. but I can give you lots of threats. One of them is radio shows like this, people waking up. The biggest threat to the Democrat Party, which I've been talking about earlier, why we're winning, is what the Democrats do themselves. That is their biggest threat. They are their own biggest threat. So I'll ask you a few questions as we look at a SWOT: strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats of the Democratic Party. And if I were a management consulting with them, I would ask them, okay, what's your as is? Your as is you have a demented president who's a clown, who doesn't know what he's doing. He's never been effective. He should have never been elected or put into place. And he shows the level of desperation of Democrats in having no bullpen. That's what you have. That's your as is. Your other as is you have too many special interest groups. You don't think of people as human beings with common goals and wanting to tackle problems. You look at them individually. Blacks are different than Latinos, are different than women, are different than LGBT, etc. You don't think of them as human. So you have that big issue. And you're trying to serve all these special interests. And you can't do it. You have the problem with policy around policies that are antithetical to success, which, by the way, people are finally beginning to measure Democrats based on their lack of success. Have they solved the crime problem? No. You don't feel safer. If you live in a Democrat-controlled city, you feel far from safer. You feel much more in danger. Let me ask you, do you think the country is more unified? Because didn't Biden promise that he was going to unify us? Unify us how? I'm just curious, by the way. The guy's he's a divider worse than Barack Obama. So where are we? Are we unified on race? Are we unified on gender? Are we unified on sexuality? Are we unified on vax versus unvax? You know the answer. You know the thing. Yeah, let's continue with our SWOT analysis. Is the economy better? If it is, then explain the supply chain issues. Explain to me why retail already, both in-store and cyber, has already been dismal in comparison. Flat year over year. It certainly wasn't flat in the time of Trump. You want to give you something that Biden was able to accomplish? I got one thing for you. He gave black people June 19th as a holiday. Woo! Hallelujah! Let's break out the ribs and the red Kool-Aid and the chicken and the soul food. Oh, but wait a minute. For those keeping score, white people got that day too. Ah, take it all back. Give me back that Kool-Aid. Give me back that fried chicken. I already mentioned this, but do you think people believe the media? Did I mention that Chris Cuomo got fired? Why? Because he was helping his brother cover up his illicit sexual harassment of women. Did I mention that? That CNN, the group that Donald Trump deemed fake news, and we know why? Because they will say whatever it takes to cover their butts. And did I mention that the aforementioned Chris Cuomo is now suing CNN because he wants his money? He knows this is it. Career-ending move when they figured it out. Oh, he apologized. I apologize. Oh, yeah. I wasn't as forthcoming or whatever. He is a liar. He's a liar. Just like Brian Williams, just like Joe Biden, just like Hillary Clinton. They're all taking shots from airplanes, you know, with the recruit troops on the ground. Until somebody goes, wait a minute, I was there. That didn't happen. Joe Biden, holy cow. If we played the litany of lies for this, what Joe Biden is told, it would be an entire show. I went there. I was there. I did it. I passed legislation that did this, that, and the other. Fact check. No, you didn't, Joe. Well, I thought about it. Starting to make Elizabeth Warren look actually like not such a bad person. Do you trust government? I'll ask you this. You trusting of them? You trust academia with your kids? Do you trust the education system? How are they doing? Leftists ruin everything. You know what's next? They're ruining capitalists. Capitalists. People that used to think with their minds. critically thinking, they would say, look, no offense, we don't have a dog in the fight in this in this nonsense of political correctness and all that. We make a product. But what does Joe Biden do?
Oh, we mandate if you use anything, if we do anything with you, you will do this with us. You will capitulate.
Do you think Biden really did that, or do you think somebody said, Joe Biden, you better do this? You know what the polling is about people who believe that Biden is actually running the country? I don't have the actual numbers in front of me, but here's what I do know. It's less than 40%. 60% of the people believe that Joe Biden is sitting his butt in office and somebody's telling him what to do. But the left wants you to believe that Joe Biden got 81 million of the popular vote because people trust him. They believe in Joe. Yeah. What else can we talk about? Foreign policy. You want to dissect it? You got China flying planes over, more planes than you can shake a stick at, over Taiwan. You got Russia, who's camped on the border of Crimea, I believe. Or Ukraine, one or the other. You got Iran, who's thumbing their nose at the United States saying, we're not letting you inspect our nuclear program. Screw you. Not going to happen. And speaking of screw you, what about Joe Biden's popularity so much so that Let's Go Brandon, a.k.a. what college kids are actually saying, F Joe Biden at games. He can't figure it out. He's like,
I don't understand why they don't like me. I don't understand. I'm doing everything I tell you. I'm doing this.
And they don't like him. How do you think those votes are going to translate at the polls? You think black people are going to vote for Joe Biden because he gave us June 19th, when in fact he gave the same day to white folks too? There's no holiday that's just for black people. As there shouldn't be. So, yeah. I'm looking at it all. I talked earlier about winning in the time of Biden is what I labeled the first two segments of this program. I could say the same thing. If you were a strategist for the Democrats, give me a strategy that you think is going to translate into wins in 2022. Because I can't think of anything. And I'm not being facetious. I truly can't think of anything. Anything they do would be fabricated. It would be built on a lie. But that's what they'll do.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, folks. Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now, with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. 1. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. And 2, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
You gotta hand it to old Juicy. He's sticking to his lies. Juicy Smollett, a.k.a. Jussie Smollett. He is the reason I tell you guys on this very show, do not trust leftists. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Don't trust leftists in any area of your life. When people say, oh, my wife, she's a Democrat. Don't trust her. My husband, oh, he's a liberal. Don't trust him. If your kids come back from college and they are, you send them off conservatives and they come back leftists, don't trust them. They aren't going to take care of you in your old age. They're probably stealing money out of your purse or your wallet. Don't trust them. You go to a church where the pastor is woke. Get out of there. You work for a boss who talks about, oh, we're going to give back. And don't believe them. If they give you any signs of leftism, run. Get gone like a turkey through the cone. Get out of there. Like it's the boogeyman. Like you saw a poltergeist. I don't know what to tell you to scare you, but I want you to go. Leave now. Don't wait. What are you doing listening to me? Get out of there. Well, if you listen to me, you can finish. The jury is going to decide soon on the Justice Smollett case. And if the jury decides, if you saw my cousin Vinny, you know why I'm doing this. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury. Sack of suds. Oh, man. The case for against Jussie Smollett is so obvious, it's ridiculous. If the guy had any scruples at all, he wouldn't be wasting taxpayer money. He'd be asking us for forgiveness, but he's not going to do it. And let me tell you why. Juicy hopes that America is too scared to convict him. He's acting like he got beat up by cops. He's acting like cops, instead of it being two Trump supporters that supposedly put the noose around his neck and poured bleach on him and sent him the threatening letters to the set of Empire and yelled at him, hey, you're that whatever, N-word from Empire said no to rednecks ever. That's just an insane story. But he's sticking to this lie. He's sticking to it. People knew this was a lie from jump. Well, anybody that was smart, I called it. I knew it was a lie. I haven't seen many cases with more evidence of deception. I'm talking obvious than Smollett's. But this Negro has the nerve to be smug in court. Dare I say unrepentant? Do you think he's learned anything? Do you think he's out there saying, look, guys, I mean, why don't we all get along? Why am I lying on people that I know nothing about? No. He wants you to believe that narrative. And he hopes, beyond hope that people will say, oh man, if they could convict Jussie Smollett, man, we're going to burn his mother down. Yeah. Good luck with that. This case, folks, I said it before when I talked about him the other day. I said it's important in showcasing how leftists will do what? Lie to your face. And then, come on with me now. And then try to get you in trouble for their lies. You think these two Nigerians or whatever they are, Jamaican dudes, are here going, man, you know, I mean, let me just put it this way. They're shaking their heads. These two brothers are going, man, can you believe this? This dude asked us to help his career, and then he wants to throw us under the bus. He's saying we're homophobic. These guys are having to dig out 2015 pictures of being in a gay pride parade, which I thought was really funny that they were dressed as Trojans. That was funny. Yep. Anyway, CNN, the other thing I was going to tell you. So, number one, that's the reason why you don't trust leftists. And number two, the media. The media plays a role in propagating these fake narratives. And so Don Lemon of CNN, he didn't say anything about his meddling in the case of Jussie Smollett's fake hate crime. See, the two gay boys got together and said, oh man, look, we got a great story. Don, I'm going to fake a hate crime and then you can report it and I'll give you all the inside scoop. And Don Lemon's like, well, that sounds good to me because they're anti-Trump people. And let's just go do this, Jesse. We can do this. So I'm reading this. It says the network, they're talking about CNN, faces a fresh scandal after Smollett claimed in court that Lemon had texted him the details of a police investigation into the attack. that now an attack now stands accused of faking, that Smollett now stands accused of faking. During his Don Lemon Tonight segment, Lemon portrayed an air of impartiality when touching on Smollett's cross-examination in court, but failed to acknowledge Smollett's accusations against him. And the one is that Don Lemon warned him Chicago cops didn't believe his story. Further, it was before he was arrested for allegedly lying to the police about being attacked back in February of 2019. So Don Lemon is opposed to being an objective reporter that's saying, look, I just want to get the truth out about your story, Jesse. He's saying, hey, look, hey, Jesse, I don't want to say anything, but this could look bad upon the LGBT community. And you need to really let me know what's going on. But Don Lemon is on TV every night propagating a lie. I don't even have the clips. You know what somebody should do? They should go listen to Don Lemon's broadcast. Oh, God, no, it would be painful. But go listen to his broadcast and just clip out what he was saying about Smollett during that month where they were all lying. They all knew about it. And even then, and what they should then do is look at what he says after he knows the Chicago police are skeptical of Jussie Smollett's big, fat, obvious lie. Have you seen the movie My Big Fat Greek Wedding? This is my big, fat, gay lie. My big, fat, gay beating. Whatever. Because it wasn't... oh, man. I hate to keep saying it, but for me... And I don't want to, pretend to be genius, but I knew it was a lie when it first came out of his mouth. And I told you guys why. I'll remind you. Nobody who's got a noose around their neck is still going to have the noose around their neck when the police show up to question them. You would set the noose aside. They would smell the bleach. And they would see the wounds and go, what happened? And you go, they put that noose over there around my neck. But Jesse wore it like a necklace. Well, see, for me, I'm not a detective. I've never gone to detective school. But I know this. That right there told me all I needed to know. Anyway, it says, this article says, if true, it signals a huge conflict of interest for Lemon, a journalist seemingly giving the suspect a head start. Lemon ignored the issue on his show, this is on earlier in the week, but asked reporter Omar Jimenez, Jimenez, for a rundown of the day's testimony. And of course, they ignored what Jussie Smollett implied about Don Lemon. Now, keep in mind, CNN fraught with controversy. They fired reporters who were lying about Trump. They just fired Fredo Cuomo recently. Go look at what CNN's done under Zucker. They targeted Trump, and this story was more of the same. This story, in its own little way, was people targeting Trump. Oh, it was those two rednecks that recognized Jussie Smollett. By the way, that was the other thing that tipped me off to the lie, that a couple of white dudes in the middle of an Arctic blast in Chicago were walking along, noticed Jussie Smollett and said, hey, N-word, aren't you the N-word from Empire? Now, let me just ask this. do any of you know any rednecks who watch Empire, even in passing, okay? I'm just saying, flipping through the channels and went, what the heck is this right here? Is that a bunch of gay black folks, gay N-words trying to act like they run an empire? I mean, this story was so unbelievable. But Jussie Smollett is going to stick to this lie until that jury comes back and tells him you're guilty. And he's going to do it because he still hopes that there's enough muscle memory hatred for Trump, that's been faked, by the way, to get him over this case.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.